Okay, we are up to Perek Chet, Mishnah Tes of Maseches Irvin. Says the Mishnah as follows: Chatzer shehi pechusa me'arba amos. So the next few Mishnahos until the end of the Perek are going to be discussing the case. Let's say you have water that you want to get rid of. It's like wastewater, something like bathroom water, or even not that extreme. Just think any dirty water you want to get rid of, netilas yadayim water, whatever it might be. So chatzer shehi pechusa me'arba amos. So if you have a chatzer, if you have a courtyard that is next to a Rosh Harabim, and this chatzer is less than 4x4 amos. Ein shofchan basocha mayim b'Shabbos. You can't pour out this like wastewater into it on Shabbos. Why? Because the amount of the wastewater that is normally going to be poured in a day cannot be absorbed in a chatzer that's this size. And therefore, there's a concern that it's going to flow out into the Rishas HaRabim, and the person pouring out the water on Shabbos, well, Dafka wants this to happen. And therefore, they prohibited. Why? Because the rabbis were concerned that if you were allowed to intentionally allow water to flow into Rishas HaRabim, then you may come to do it directly, that you'll come to pour the Rishas HaRabim, the water into the Rishas HaRabim directly. And that, of course, would be a prohibition of Hutsa'ah. Ele'im kinasula uka. But let's say the chatzer had like an uka, which is like a cesspool, like an extra tank that was next to the courtyard or in the courtyard. We'll see exactly where it was. So again, so it's usher to pour the wastewater into a chatzer that's smaller than 4x4 amos, unless you have an uka, unless you have this like cesspool. Why? Machazekas sasayim min hanekev ulamata. Specifically, it has to be an uka that can contain two seya of water below the overflow hole that empties into the public into the public domain, into the Rishas HaRabim. So in other words, not only is it an uka that can hold two seya, but it has to be an uka that can hold two seya of water, and it has to be specifically below the area that empties into the Rishas HaRabim. So in other words, it's not going to flow into the Rishas HaRabim, it's going to flow into this uka. Why is this permissible? So basically, because the uka is going to be large enough to hold an entire day's worth of water, an entire day's worth of sewage, which will then make it not flow into the Rishas HaRabim, therefore it's going to be permissible. So where does it have to be? Bein mi bachutz, bein mi bifnim. Unbelievable. It could be either inside the courtyard, which we understand that it obviously could be inside the courtyard, or it could even be outside the courtyard in the Rishas HaRabim. Why? Elesh mi bachutz tzarech l'kmor. The only thing is that if it's outside the chatzer, it has to be covered with some sort of like a dome-like covering, so that it won't have the status of Rishas HaRabim. It needs to be considered not the Rishas HaRabim, like it's the Rishas HaYachid, or something of the like. Mibifnim ein tzarech l'kmor. But if it's inside the chatzer, then of course it doesn't need to have any sort of covering, because it's obviously not considered Rishas HaRabim. It's obviously considered Rishas HaYachid at that point. Okay, or at least not Rishas HaRabim. Okay, Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Biv shehu kamur arba amos b'Rishas HaRabim. Let's say you have a channel. It's like a drainage channel, and it runs from the edge of the chatzer into the Rishas HaRabim, which is covered by a rooftop or a dome or whatever, for the first 4 amos that it goes into the Rishas HaRabim. So you imagine a chatzer, imagine some sort of channel of water, and the water goes from the edge of the chatzer and it juts out into the Rishas HaRabim. So now the part that juts out into the Rishas HaRabim, I guess, is a long area, but the first 4 amos of this drainage channel are covered by some sort of a dome, which would make those first 4 amos not part of the Rishas HaRabim officially. Shofchim l'socho mayim b'Shabbos, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, you can pour wastewater into this on Shabbos. Why? Because the water that's going to be leaving the chatzer goes directly into a covered section of the channel, which is not considered Rishas HaRabim, and therefore, since this area is 4 amos long, the day's wastewater is going to be absorbed before it can go out of that 4 amos area into the uncovered area, and therefore there's no concern about going into Rishas HaRabim. So that makes a lot of sense. The Chachamim say, afilo gago chatzer mea amo. Wow. Even if you have this channel that runs alongside like a roof, or it runs through a courtyard, and it's 100 amos, and clearly there's enough space that it could absorb the water before it reaches the Rishas HaRabim. So meaning it's in the chatzer, even 100 amos, before it gets to the Rishas HaRabim. If it goes into the Rishas HaRabim, lo yishpoch al pi habiv, one can't pour wastewater directly into the opening of this channel, because It could occasionally happen that the water will go into the Rishus HaRabim, and it's going to go out with a bit of force, and then it's going to look like it's going to look like it was meant to be put into the Rishus HaRabim. And if you do that, then people are going to start to think, "Oh, maybe I could pour directly into the Rishus HaRabim." That creates an issue, and therefore you can't use it at all. About shofeich lagag, but let's say you want to pour the wastewater onto a roof that overhangs a drainage channel, so it's going to go on the roof to the drainage channel to the Rishus HaRabim, or I guess if the drainage channel is in the Rishus HaRabim, so from the roof to the drainage channel, v'hamayim yordin labiv, and the water then goes into the channel because it's going to flow into the Rishus HaRabim without real force at all. Nobody's going to think that he poured it near the Rishus HaRabim. It's going to just assume to be of like a happenstance that it ended up going in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you can pour it from the roof if it's going to go into the channel, which will go into the Rishus HaRabim, because no one's going to think that he poured it directly into it like that. Hechotzer v'hach sadra mitstarfin la'arba amos. Now going back on the previous Mishnah, we said if you have less than 4x4, then it's not, then you can't pour water in it, wastewater, because there's a concern that maybe it will go beyond the chatzer. The day's worth of water usually will take up about 4x4 amos. So says the Mishnah, if you have a chatzer and you have what's called an achsadra, right, it's officially defined as a portico, but it's basically just a structure with four columns and no walls. So a chatzer and achsadra, they combine to form an area of 4 amos by 4 amos that we say is considered to absorb, to say, of water, a wastewater used in a day, and therefore you can pour out wastewater in this area on Shabbos because it's going to be absorbed in this area before it will flow out into the Rishus HaRabim. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes of the Mishnah Yud. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph, but for now we'll stop right here.